Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. The Yankees are going for the sweep against the Baltimore Orioles.
Hang on, YouTube is saying we're not live.
Are you kidding me,
what?
YouTube?
I don't know why.
Oh.
Turn on YouTube wherever you are. Where'd all the good people go?
I've been living on the like a man of heaven.
I've been changing channels. I don't see them on the TV shows.
Still not live.
Yeah. I have a Taco Bell commercial memorized from the year 2000.
You do.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's 21 years in my head.
What is
it? It's a Taco Bell rap.
What is it?
My name is David, all my friends call me D. One hungry young dog I be, I'm cool like a penguin in my tuxedo. Hook me up with that gooey and Cheerito. Oh.
Nice. I have a rap memorized from 1985. I've had it memorized since 2001. Seventh grade, I said it to the class. Maybe sixth grade. It's from We Sing in Sillyville. It's the acorn.
Seen a lot of Sillyville lately.
Yeah. I'm an acorn, small and round, lying on the cold, cold ground. Everybody steps on me. That is why I'm cracked, you see. I'm a nut. 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 Called myself on the telephone just to see if I was home. Asked me out on a little date. Picked me up at 8:30.
Okay, we are now live.
Zach's a We Sing in Sillyville kid, but he's just shy about it.
I just don't talk about it a lot.
That's called being shy about it.
Okay.
If you weren't shy about it, you'd be like, have a tattoo or something.
I'd be singing the next
song. What's your favorite song?
Game show. The one that sticks in my head is the blue guy singing the Finnegan song.
Mr. Finnegan?
Yeah. I don't know if it's my favorite, but
there once was a man named Michael Finnegan. He had whiskers on his chin again. They fell out and then grew in again. Poor old Michael Finnegan begin again.
Yes.
Boom Boom Ain't It Great to Be Crazy is the best song from the show, just to let you know.
We're live.
That's probably true.
Boom,
we are
boom,
live.
Boom, ain't it great to be crazy, giddy and foolish the whole day through. Boom, boom, ain't it great to be crazy. Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. My name's Jimmy. His name's Jake. Zach's in the corner. And we were just discussing this fact. If you're born in a cemetery, does that make you more likely to be buried at a hospital?
No.
We all came to the group conclusion. No.
Doesn't seem like a direct correlation at all.
Nothing involved probably happens between the two.
I think you still go to the cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jake, how are you? Barely said a word all show.
Thack. Everyone live in the chat. Happy Thirsty Thursday as we're coming live from Cabanas.
Thursdays do nothing for me.
Downtown Rongberg. And if you're here, come on down. We're going to be live from 4 to 4, and we're going to be having a good time. So come on down. Jim, our Yankees are going for a sweep despite themselves. So that's a little bit exciting. Looks like Doc Ellis is on the bump for them. And, I don't know. I mean, yesterday was taxing mentally, physically. So I don't even know. I don't even know what I want to see. I mean, I obviously want to win. That leads to a happier episode. We might have something we can debut on the episode if that happens. And if they lose, the season's over. So I guess I'm just rooting win.
Rooting. Let's have a clean win. The lineup is as follows. Gardner's leading off as DJ LeMahieu gets the day off. Stanton's batting second. Judge batting third. Rizzo cleaning up. Gleyber Torres Gets promoted to the five hole.
Yeah.
Gallo batting six. Gary Sanchez, seven. Wade gets the start at shortstop. And Gio Urshela at third base. I understand no Voit today a little bit, as long as he plays the next couple. Just because Gardner has been really good, basically won him the game yesterday. And he does provide good defense and spell the Towers a little bit there. Glaber getting bumped up to the five hole is a little bit crazy to me. And he's in a dangerous spot in my and a lot of fans' brains, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He has fully worn off all his goodwill from 18 and 19, I think. The only thing that's redeeming is he is amazing in the postseason. So there is part of me that, like, all right, Glaber got a hit. He still gets hits late and close and clutch. Yeah. He got a good hit yesterday. And it's like, maybe, but I'm just watching Glaber. I mean, I said it on my postgame recap. He had two brain farts yesterday, and one he got very lucky on and won us the game. So I'm happy in the result, but I think it was a brain fart nonetheless. So my what to watch for is Glaber Torres.
We'll talk about that on the main episode later. A couple different thoughts there. Glaber's a good what to watch. Yeah, I mean, we know they treat Glaber so differently, which is kind of part of the problem and probably how we've gotten to this point. He had two hits yesterday. One of the hits was in the rally to help win the game. So I think they're trying to feed Glaber the bat's ego, at least. In his last, let's see, Jakey Butterknife. Last five games, hitting .316, .824 OPS. So I think they're emotionally trying to spark the bat with, man, some of that defensive stuff last night, she said. So go, Glaber, go. It doesn't feel right. When you're rewarding Brett Gardner by giving him the leadoff spot for an incredible at-bat and what he did last night, it feels weird to kind of be celebrating Glaber's last night as a whole. Whatever. Hit Glaber.
I didn't follow Glaber. Say that again.
You're rewarding Gardner. I mean, Gardner's in the leadoff hole. He won the game last night. Big at bat.
He's been
near the top of the order, and they've been pushing that.
He's been good since the All-Star break, too.
Right. Uncle Brett's. So they're kind of rewarding him the leadoff spot.
Yeah.
Like, he's starting today. You could have played Luke Voit. We talked about that. It seems like him and Glaber are getting, like, the same reward for their efforts yesterday, and that's, like,
I. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Gio
should be six.
Gio. My guy, he tucks back to third base, which is kind of fun, and he's been hitting so well lately. Not watching him. Don't care what he does today. He could eat bugs today, for all I care.
I'd watch that.
I'd love to watch that. I want to go Gary. I highlighted Gary on our Talking Baseball episode the other day because he's got a couple weeks to put his season in either direction. He hits what should have been an impactful two-run homer. One of the nicer baseball robberies you'll ever see. Cedric Mullins brings it back. Goes from a home run and like a Gary hot streak to
Gary's in two homers tonight.
That would be huge. I would love that. So that's why I'm watching Gary. Yes. Again, let's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Gary and Glaber. What do you got on Monty?
The full Monty. Jordan Montgomery.
Way down south where bananas grow, there lived a penguin. His name was Joe.
Jordan. Monty. This is his 27th start of the year. Let's relive all 26. Let's see. His first start of the season against these Baltimore Orioles. Six innings. Shutout. Seven Ks. So let's replicate that. His last start against the Mets was not a pretty one. He didn't get help behind him. Didn't look like he had his stuff. Let's put that in our rear view. The start before that was Baltimore. 4.2 one earned run. He was at 97 pitches. So, hey, Monty, let's get it back on track. He had been so good for 2 months. that, yeah, go drop it today. Give us six strong. Tip your hat. Bada bing, bada boom. Easy game.
Who's coming in after him?
Oh, so you're talking about the pitching path to victory.
Yeah, I think Littke hasn't been involved in, like, a suspicious amount of time now. That is lefty to lefty, so they didn't use Abreu yesterday, but they got him up. I think you're going Abreu to Littke today. If it's a blowout, the Heen dog.
Joely also hasn't been used in a while. He's one more day past Littke, so I guess they kind of just hadn't found a lane for either of those guys.
Chapman and Chad should be all the way out.
Yeah.
So if it's a save situation, I think it's Abreu and Holmes.
Abreu, Holmes, potentially Littke. He's got a save this year. Holmes would be pretty wild and good for him. Interested in that. Wandy Peralta's never been scared in his life. So, yeah, we don't have what you'd like in the back end normally with a right Chad Green, Chapman, Johnny Laza, but Clay Holmes, Wandy, Albert Abreu, Littke, Joely, guys that we think are potential playoff guys. We got five of them, like, ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Beat the Orioles big.
An ant stepped on an elephant's toe. The elephant cried with tears in his eyes. Why don't you pick on someone your size?
Zach?
Good tune.
A lot of eyes on you on that one.
Yeah.
That's a good tune.
Okay.
Holmes for the save.
Speaking of Holmes.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. No one got on the board. Mm. No one got on the board. Mm-mm. No one got on the board.
Get on board with this and show me that dick.
Show me your genitals. Show me your genitals. Your genitalia.
5 p.m. start. That's a good reminder by Feo in the chat. A little odd.
It is odd. Is it Yom Kippur or is it just they want...
Concert. It's a concert after the game.
Avett Brothers.
The Avett Brothers are playing after the game?
Is it Avett?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will wait
not
for
them.
You.
That's not them.
Love them live.
Yeah, we're just talking about it in the office. We're trying to figure out why. Someone said it was a concert, and then we found out it was the Avett Brothers.
They're one of my favorite bands.
Wow.
Should be there.
I listened to Avett Brothers Radio while I showered today.
Whoa. It's huge.
A big, big fan. I was in the same room as Scott Avett once. No, Seth.
Okay.
And I didn't say hi.
So you think about that.
There's only 20 people in the room. Simon was there too.
Oh, wow. I've only ever seen it written, so I never heard it said Avett.
The Avett Brothers. It's Avett, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Avett.
Yeah. I am going to take with my first pick. With my first pick in the Homer draft.
The Homer draft.
I will be taking.
Okay.
Joey Gallo.
That's a good pick, man.
Oh.
That's a good
thank
pick.
Thank you,
he's
Jake.
In the lineup. Plays good defense. And he's going to get all his plate appearances because of that. It's a good pick, man. It's a real good pick.
I appreciate it.
Ickerland is a real nice place. I've taken Voit, Stanton, Gary, and Rizzo. I will be taking Aaron Judge.
Good pick,
like
Jacob.
Having him. I'm between two guys right now.
Always, constantly.
You and constantly. Zach in
Dutch,
a literal.
A little Dutch rudder three-way.
In a literal facet. I'm between Glaber and Gardy. Now, you're taking Gary with your second pick because he's going to hit two homers today, so I'm not really blocking you either way. That'd be the guard dog move. We are at Camden. Gardy's been swinging a pretty decent sticko late. Glaber slid up to the five hole. Glaber Torres' best numbers career are from the five hole. I'm going to roll back your game one picks. I'll go Judge and Glaber.
Nice.
Who's your second pick?
Gary.
Aha!
Durner.
Time.
Gary Sanchez.
You're trying to spin Brett Gardner's name into the end of that?
No, right, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
No.
And I will wait. Love them. Live at Red Rocks.
Well, the Ovitt brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Who did I see?
Who did he see? Hey, what do you think the over-unders say?
Monty. A pretty solid year. Yankees bullpen. Not a bullpen, but bullpen. Who's on the mound for them? Ellis?
Chris Ellis.
Ellis?
His name is Chris, but he goes by Ellie.
There's two Ellis's last name in the majors right now. I think we saw this guy, right? You know this cat.
Hey, you know this guy, don't you?
Chris Ellis. Ooh, righties hit him better than lefties. Glad I saw that.
A horse and a flea and three blind mice sat on a curbstone shooting dice.
The Yankees saw him. He pitched five innings of one-hit ball. This was a nightmare game.
This guy did?
Yeah.
This guy, Chris Ellis?
Celis? He's got a career 1.99 ERA.
Oh, he's from Mississippi.
Yeah, Chris Ellis, that boy can really twirl it.
He's a southern boy. Let's see. Primarily, Jake, he throws a four-seam fastball.
9.5 or 10.
About 93 miles per hour. Then a slider. Curveball, down there, only 11%.
You don't think they're going to go 9.5 at Camden?
I think they're going 9 flat.
Holy cow. I'll go 9.5.
10. Under.
Lightning in the under.
Is Vegas a bunch of dum-dums?
Chris Ellis, dude? What's that about?
I don't know.
It's not good, right?
Not good. How many of the Yankees games have gone under recently? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six of the last seven that we've bet on, that we've guessed on.
Mm. Seeing those numbers, I'll go with the over. Got to fade the fade.
MLB teams versus the... How?
Mm.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
My arm hair got caught up in this whistle. Ow, dude. Mm. That hurt. I didn't like it.
Okay.
The horse slipped and fell on a flea. Oh, look, there's a horse on me.
I think we got to go.
Yeah, we're out. Premonition, Gary hits two homers. I'm taking the under because Yankees don't score. Comes down to the ninth inning because Yankees aren't that good.
Gary hits two slams, so.
They get a sweep, and we don't feel great about it. Any of the games played.
Interesting. I could see that.
That's Yankees baseball. Did you win? Yeah. Did it feel good? No. Welcome to the 2021 New York Yankees World Series DVD.
Tyler Wade makes us have a lot of conversations.
This is the Tyler Wade show tonight. Wow.
Oh.
Boom, boom, and it's
great to be. Mamma mia, baby got the diarrhea. He hits his first homer today.
Of the season.
Yes. Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.